Surprise holidays. There's a certain kind of magnificent creature whose head always sits high up in the clouds, and their holidays always come as a nifty surprise. They are lonesome, but not lonely, and they all meet once or twice a year. Holidays mean that there are long lines, or that shops are closed, or close early. And these magnificent creatives, composers, poets, artists, thinkers, dreamers, adventurers, and professional troublemakers don't notice until it is way too late and there is no food in the refrigerators. This really happens. That is when they all meet, crisscrossing each other's trails in search of fairly priced open gas station sandwich, or on a frantic drive to the only open fast food joint in town, which always, always turns out to be closed as well. And it's fine. It's fine so as long as everyone is having fun. There's maybe 8 or 10 such creatures per town, and as they drive around in their frenzy for a bite to eat, they always notice each other, as they are the only ones up and about. Everyone else is unwrapping their gifts or slinging turkey meat on cranberry-filled plates. But for these turkeys, the gyms are closed, the big stores are shut, and the gas station sandwiches, sus, if not downright expired, and always, always overpriced. Oh, they are not forgetful, nor clumsy. They are not lost, late, or lonely. Though they probably are ahead of their time. And they too celebrate. Eventually having done their shopping, they sink into their philosopher armchairs and couches and do what they do best. Scribble in their research journals, or peck away at their reactive programming diagrams. They work out color themes for their paintings, grab new samples for their beat sequencers. They pack and repack their gear, ensuring that their day packs are fully stocked. And they ponder the world, the mind, the meaning, and the future, seeing rare answers that few can, and shaping their contributions to hold even more meaning. Come the end of day, they marvel at how they enjoyed their surprise holiday.